for including our channel have been specially invited to this particular discourse. We ask that you close your eyes. We are sending you our love, our vibration, and our healing energy. And breathe it in. Take it into yourself. We enfold you, dear ones, completely and internally in our love. We are so glad that you are here. We have much to speak about today. There is a lot going on that has disturbed many on this planet. However, we ask that you continue to hold the vibration of love, compassion, peace, and healing to all that is affected. Have that be foremost in your auric field so that anyone who approaches anywhere near you can feel the love, the peace, the compassion, and the healing that you are sending off. You have the ability to do this. You are all very, very, very gifted in your skills. Many of you are not aware of it as of yet. Many of you are. I am Isis. I am the guardian of the essences. You should be very familiar with me by now. I come quite often to visit with you when you are not at these discourses. You are part of my lineage, as is this channel. Every one of you that are here. Those of you that listen to this on the recording. There are many of you, many light workers, many of my lineage that will be called back together to help to lift this planet to the vibration of the beauty that it will evolve to. There will be many changes. Just know, we have mentioned these to you before they started to happen. We will remind you now. Keep yourself in a place of calm. Keep yourself in a place of ease. Know that it is an agreement that has been made, as we've discussed before, with the different areas on this planet and the people that have incarnated there en masse. To most of humanity, it looks like a terrible disaster. To us, we say to all of those beings that are no longer in human physical form, welcome home. Now you can really get to work. From their cosmic level, they have different assignments that they will do to help lift the planet and help keep you in a calm place and help you to hear and know your messages that you will be receiving from us. So you will be in the right place at the right time. Have no fear of that. You are all very protected. You are all very loved. And as we said before, you are all very powerful. I am Amun Ra. I am here to welcome you. We honor you that you have come to listen to this discourse. We are grateful for the time that you spend with us. We ask that each one of you in your private time in your homes make an effort to call to us, any one of us is fine. We are all connected. You may call to your Father Jesus. You may call to your Mother Mary. You may call to any of the angels and archangels, any of the masters. Saint Germain is the one that is closest to all of you right now because of the violet fire of transmutation, which is what's going on at this time. We know you're understanding that. If you are not understanding it, your higher consciousness is. We are scanning you again. We know what is in every one of your hearts. And we are excited that you are here. We do want to warn you, however, to be very easy and very careful how you talk to other people about any of this. There is going to be two distinct camps, we should say. We have the understand camp, as you are, and we have the think we understand camp. And there can be conflicts here. Is this making sense to you? Be very careful as you approach the other camp. They have blinders on. Your blinders are starting to be removed through your heart center and through all of your cells. Your DNA is starting to reconstruct from the two strands of DNA that humanity has now back to its original 12 strands. So if you feel yourself a little tired at times, more tired than normal, we need you to rest. Because things are going on in your body. Things are going on in your subconscious level that we are helping to put the pieces back together so that you can stand in your full power and be ready for the change. You will be lifted with the earth. There will be no, as this camp likes to say, end of the world. There is no end of the world. There is a world change. There is a world change. And it always is for the better. And this is a change that has not occurred in any other planet, in any other galaxy before. That is why there are so many ETs around watching now, because they want to see if it's going to work or not. It is a curiosity type thing. However, there is too many of us to help raise the vibration. It is going to work. Too many of you to help us raise the vibration. We are, as we've said before, connected together. We work together in this. There are many people searching. There are many people that are now going, whoa, something's happening. I'm not sure what that is. You need to know. You are part of the happening. When you're not sure what's going on with yourself, get yourself in a quiet place, very quiet. Get yourself calm. Call to us, we will come. We will speak with you. We will hold you in our arms. We will comfort you and ease you and calm you back to the space where you know what your next step will be, how you're going to handle it, what you're going to do. Because we will clear that path for you. We are always there with you. Are you understanding this?
Yes.
There is much going on in the cosmic plane that is not visible to most human eyes. There is huge conflict, and then there is agreement and disagreement. It depends on which camp. Just as you humans have this camp or this camp, those of us that are here from the different locations in the different galaxies have our camps also. We are glad you are not aware of most of it, but you feel the energy. You feel the shifting. You feel the change. Sometimes as you walk down the street and all of a sudden you get whammied and you're like, oh, what was that? It's part of it. Keep your shield up. Keep your white light around you, your column of light, as you experience in the meditation. You keep your shield up strong. You will not be thrown off. I am Lady Master Nada. I come on the pink ray of love. I am the one that sent through this meditation for you to listen to today. There is such a power of love that cannot be described. It is mostly thought of as, oh, well, that's just love. However, true, unconditional, non-judgmental, to the very depth of your being, core of real love, has such a strong vibration that nothing can penetrate it. Nothing that is of not of the highest vibration possible will be ever able to get through to that vibration of love. You cannot be reached by any ill will thinking, any negative entities, because they are around. It is created by humans, but they are around. They cannot reach you. You understand what we're saying? Mm-hmm. Love flow from you like a river. You will focus on the palms of these hands. If you actually look, you will see it flowing like a river. Gently get in that stream. Be in that stream, that energy of love and healing and grace. And stay there. This is home to you. This is for you. Are you feeling it? From the Council of Arnak. There is very serious business afoot, and we are not playing. There is much happening, and we know you are aware of it. We are very aware of it also. However, we need you to know that your assignments are very serious, and you are taking them very serious. You may not consciously be aware of your assignments, but every one of you has a particular assignment assigned to you that you will complete. And it will be activated in your structure, in your body. All the coding will start to be activated. It is already starting. It is as we flip the switch. Our representative here is on full activation. She is not even aware of it, but she is on full activation. And you feel the vibration from her when you're around her. You are drawn to her, not knowing why. She is on full activation. The rest of you are being activated. Soon you will be on full activation also. When people come to you and are drawn to you, send them this loving energy that was just spoken about by Lady Master Nada. Through the energy of love, through that river of love, we are all able to ride that same vibration and do the work together with you that is necessary for this planet and for many other beings and many other planets. We, the Council of Arnett, right now have our location in the Pleiades. But we have had our location in different solar systems and different galaxies at different times. Right now, the Pleiades is the ones that are the most active with you, helping to hold the light. They are the light. They are the ones that brought the light brigade to come and assist and awaken each light worker. You know, there are many that are here. There are many that come to these discourses. There are many that come with our channel. We won't tell her. She doesn't need to know. Don't tell her either. She will get there. She is happy doing it step by step by step by step. Keeps her calm. Akashe Akasha. We greet you. We are different. We have not been here before. We are not Palladian. We are not from the Council. But we are part of the healers, part of the light senders. We pretty much stay in the background until we are needed to step forward. We just would like for you to know that you have much power standing behind each one of you. We, each one, command armies that stand behind you. So your work, as you go out into the world to do your work, has a hidden army behind it for your protection, for your strength, for your guidance, to help keep you on track. We are from beyond the Pleiades. It is wonderful to feel the vibration in this room. And it is wonderful to feel the raised vibration on the planet. And it is continuing to lift to the light. Secrets are starting to be shown. Secrets are starting to be revealed. Treasures are starting to be found. They've already started in underneath the Sphinx. There is much underneath that ground there in Egypt. There is much in the center of your world that is going on also. We ask that you just keep an open mind. When you hear something that is not quite the norm for you, take it in. See how it resonates with you. If you're not certain, speak to us. Stay with her constantly. She is actually extended with us. She is part of us, of course. We have much more to share with you, much more to say. However, we are afraid it will be overwhelming. So we are taking this little by little, piece by piece. As we feel each one of your vibrations, we know things are digesting in different levels, different degrees, which is exactly how we expected it to be. We ask that you not have any concerns. We have no concerns. We know you are fantastic beings of light. And we know that when you are fully activated, there will be no stopping you whatsoever. Again, many have lined up here to speak. Many, many, many. They are from different galaxies. They are from different places. It is interesting, is it not, how your vibration changes when you come into the area of which we are all en masse. Close your eyes and feel it. It is like you are being lifted into a different dimension, which is what we are doing. As you leave this discourse today, you will view things very differently. You will feel a distant attachment to most everything that comes across your consciousness. And that is good. Once you can view everything from a distance, from your higher self, with just a distant attachment, then you don't allow room for judgment. You don't allow room for criticism. You don't allow room for, well, he said, she said. That's nonsense anyway. How are you all feeling, by the way?
Good.
All right. We need to know if you have a question. We're here for your question.
I have two questions.
Yes.
The pink light of love and protection. Can we surround our loved ones with that for the same protection, or do they have to do it themselves?
You can send it out far and wide.
And that won't interfere with their paths?
No.
Okay.
It is the light of love. Love never interferes with anything. That is the best way to protect your family, your children, your loved ones, this planet. That's why the meditation had you send the pink ray all the way around the planet and far out to the galaxy.
Okay.
You are able to do that. Just think on it. Just focus on it. You will see it. You will feel it. Let it come from your solar plexus. Let it come from your heart center. And just send it out. Even a thought every morning as your children go out the door, or as you go out the door, or as whatever happens. Bubble yourself in your white light with the beautiful gold edge on it, the pink ray of love, and say this for me and for everyone else.
Okay, thank you. And
you're
also
welcome.
Also with my studies at the University of Metaphysics, it's over 50 years old, and I don't know if they are keeping up on new thoughts or if it's going to be the traditional, the way that they've always done it. How will I know if I'm getting the information that I need to have for, you know, the now times that we're going through?
If you sit with your studies, when you get an assignment, put your hands over it, or put your hands over your heart center, or put your hands over your head, or over the computer screen, wherever you have these studies coming in. Focus on the pink ray of love. Bring forth the yellow ray of intelligence. Let it absorb into you as you start to study. What resonates with you will be right. You will sense it. You will know. All right, they're right on with this. Okay, well, they're teaching that. I guess I need to learn that, but I'm not going to apply it in that way. I understand this to be different.
Okay.
So you take what they have to share with you, and you make it yours. Do you understand?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You have another question?
I did, and I can't think of what it was.
We will wait.
Okay.
Questions over here. Is this no questions? Okay. So everything is understood what we spoke about today.
Yes.
So no one wants to know if the particular piece of the crown you're standing on right now is going to be safe?
That would be nice to know.
What crown? This space of Earth right now that you are occupying today, this very minute.
Are we safe? It had to do with Isis. It was during Isis's message.
Yes.
I can't think of what it was. How do we know if we are supposed to be a part of that or not? Is it just something that we will feel that it's right, or what?
Well, first off, we told you at the beginning of this discourse that you are part of the Isis priestess from long ago. Each priestess had a different specialized ability. All the priestesses were trained with many, many, many secrets were revealed to them. But then as it evolved, each priestess had a particular specialty. Had the overall, knew the overall, from the overall, one piece came out and was that specialty. And the piece can be split off into several different pieces. Are you understanding at all?
Mm-hmm. How will we know when we have our assignments?
Just wait. Be patient. You will know.
Okay.
You will know. You will all of a sudden know.
Okay.
We are working with this channel, trying to get her to get into our space to formulate how this is to go forth, to call all of the Isis priestess back together. It's going to take a combination of Isis priestess at one particular point in this earth time that all of you will be doing what you were specialized in at the same time. Again, it will be like a flip of a switch, and the energy, and you will be in several different places of this particular planet. But when the switch is flipped, you will all send out your vibrational light point, which will connect, bring all the priestesses together with their energy, which we will then take care of with you and help at the last stages of this planet's evolution. Now, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, it is something you need not concern yourself with, need not worry with at this particular time.
Okay.
All right. Have we any other questions today? This has been a very nice group. We have enjoyed this immensely. We are going to go ahead and step away for now. If you think of a question though, just voice it. We will hear it. And you will hear the answer. Even if you think of it when you get returned home. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Truly honor you.